I'm a human. And as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
And then I show up later, and then there's no more fun. They all get oddly quiet, and I walk in, and I just eat all the leftover food that they have.
And they all hum in unison in a strange way.
Yes.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, Anthony, you know we have an ongoing Australia fetish? Do we want to say fetish?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I won't.
I don't fetishize Australia at all.
Then I won't. If there's one thing you've learned,
I have an anti-fetish for Australia.
What's
an aversion?
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm frightened by Australia.
As you should be, because if there's one thing we've learned from the show, it's that Australia's trying to kill you.
Yes,
always,
in myriad ways.
And here's a new way. Luckily for us, our listeners are always vigilant in ways that Australia is attempting to murder everyone. And so they're always sending us new stories about it.
Great.
This was sent in by several folks, including Timothy Wells. This is about a little town just south of Sydney that has declared a state of emergency. If you're declaring a state of emergency in Australia, things got to be bad.
Yeah, what happened? Did the very oxygen around them catch fire?
Yes. There people just were exploding for no reason.
The air now burns in Australia. That's literally the only thing that they would consider an emergency.
It turns out that this state of emergency was because 100,000 giant bats have decided to descend upon this small little town and take up residence and hunt in the night.
As bats do. Anything under 100,000 bats, Australia does not declare. It's not even right. Like a state of concern.
Yeah.
It's not even a state of...
What's that, 99,000 bats? Meh.
Yeah. We don't even look into that.
They can
99,000 bats sounds just about right.
that's just like you got a boomerang and a didgeridoo. You got that handled.
Yeah,
100,000 bats. Now maybe we got an issue.
100,000 bats.
I'm gonna
need at least one extra pair of hands to take out all these bats.
Yeah, I might not get my sleep.
Flat white. Gibraltar.
These are not.
Can we
just
promise not to do Australian accents for the rest of the episode? I don't think we can.
We're not going to make that promise. But also, I feel like the one accent that I'm worst at is the one that comes up most often.
Sure,
necessary.
Only because we don't get enough stories about South Africa. South Africa is literally the worst accent to try to do.
That's amazing. I do amazing South. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
These are not just your average bats. I don't know if you've ever heard of this particular bat. I hadn't. They're called gray-headed flying foxes, which seems like you can't name an animal after another animal. You can't do that, right? You can't call a bat a fox. Are there any other animals named after other animals?
Well, I mean, in German, bats are just the flying mouse.
That's true. That's true. I guess that has happened.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like you don't call a zebra like stripy horse.
No, I call it a stripy horse.
Oh, yeah.
I try to call animals by exactly what they look like.
Uh-huh.
And usually that means scary whatever.
Yeah.
So like a wolf is a scary dog.
Oh, okay.
But a bear is also a scary dog.
Scary big dog.
Scary big dog.
Right.
I try to put everything down into its most component parts.
Yeah.
So when I'm running and screaming like a child.
Smart.
People understand what I'm running from.
Yeah. And maybe can help you?
Big scary dog.
Big scary dog. Oh.
Big scary dog.
Well,
big,
that makes
scary
sense
dog.
Because there's a bear behind him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is very large.
Oh, he's an idiot and he's in trouble.
We should help him.
It's actually better to sound like an idiot when you're in trouble because then people think you need more help.
That's a good strategy. We'll say strategy.
Yeah. It's a life pro tip. The dumber you can sound while you're scared and in trouble, the more people will want to help you.
I have
help! I'm locked out of motor wagon.
Well, that sounds like an idiot. I better assist him.
Yeah. I don't know if he should be driving this motor wagon.
Yeah. We're not going to let him back into the car, but we'll help him.
Help. My big scary dog is trapped in my motor wagon.
Well, it turns out it actually just was a big scary dog.
It just was a big scary dog. Yeah.
It really needs to be more specific.
No. No.
I have another couple of details about this story.
Okay. Why is it gray-headed flying fox? What do they look like?
They are the world's largest bat species.
No.
They're man bats.
Big scary mouse.
They are extremely big scary mouse.
Biggest scary mouse.
Biggest scary mouse.
Wow.
Yeah. So you don't want to mess with them. They do want to mess with you. And 100,000 of them probably takes up a whole lot of room.
Now, bats are not normally, they're not really aggressive. No matter what you see in the origin story of Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, they don't tend to want to fly right at you and attack. They tend to want to, like, do their own thing.
I still feel like they would be a problematic. They also
well, 100,000 of them takes up a lot of space. That's the main issue. And I guess, are they getting aggressive with people?
Well, they are screeching incessantly and leaving carpets. This is the best part. They describe them as carpets of guano.
Well, I mean, that sounds like they're describing me.
You leave carpets.
Screeching incessantly. And leaving carpets of guano.
Why is that?
Especially
idiot boy?
If I see a big scary dog.
Yeah. Just running away.
Big scary dog! Oh, big scary dog!
Yeah, I can picture that. So yeah,
have to picture it. I do it on the daily.
Well, why are you hanging around so many big scary dogs?
You know, we bought in the wrong neighborhood.
That's clear.
We should have
the woods.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have been in the woods district.
I bought in the NoPo app, the northern post-apocalyptic part.
It was
of
very trendy
LA.
At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, the schools in NoPo app.
Yeah.
They're not great.
They're burnt out husks of regular schools.
They are great places to find ammo and rations.
Yeah.
Are they a great place to learn for children? I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say let your children near the schools in NoPo.
If you want to learn scavenging.
Sure.
Then maybe go there.
Crafting.
Yes. Crafting from scavenging.
They learn crafting.
But guess what, man? I'm glad you brought up Bruce Wayne because you're never going to believe the name of this town.
Gotham.
It's close. It's called Bateman's Bay, which is one letter away from Batman's Bay.
And technically a reference to Christian Bale.
Right.
Who was a Batman. I'm not going to say the best Batman.
Well,
but
he was in the best Batman movies.
Yes. He was a Batman.
He's no Michael Keaton in my opinion.
No, yeah. Certainly not. We'll put him above Adam West.
Yeah, I mean, Adam West is in his own category.
And
though.
Val Kilmer.
Oh, well, yes.
Clooney's definitely. Obviously on the bottom. That's not Clooney's fault.
That's not Clooney's fault.
Is he above... I don't think anybody's above Kevin Conroy. Animated
well,
Batman.
Well, yeah, but he only has to do half the job. Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Somebody else is doing all the physical stuff for
yeah.
him. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I think Keaton's my...
Well, how often was that Bale... in the suit, and how often was that a stuntman?
More than Kevin Conroy.
Is somebody, that's true.
Yeah.
Technically, Christian Bale has physically been Batman more times than Kevin Conroy.
Right.
I'll give you that.
But I do love the Conroy.
So anyway, in Batman's Bay.
So they hang out in Batman's Bay. You kind of were asking for it, Batman's Bay.
If you live in Batman's Bay, you have to know. Well, maybe they were just hoping that it would be very well guarded.
Yeah.
Like maybe they were hoping there would be a very low crime rate.
Well, think of how many children are now I don't want to wish parent murder on anybody.
No, not on anybody. On specific people, sure, but not on anybody randomly.
Not on anybody.
No, there are one or two people where I'm like, parent murder.
Right.
You could have that happen to you.
Just for the superhero part.
It would
part.
Build a little character.
I think it would just strengthen some
yes,
convictions.
Not only build a little character, but if I see a certain quality in a child. If
right.
I see a certain potential for greatness.
Right. And a big bank account.
Yeah. I think to myself, fastest way to get you to live up to your potential, maybe parent murder.
Maybe parent murder.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And just
I'm not wishing it, but
no,
I'm saying, I'm looking at you
never.
And I'm like, hey, you could do a lot of good for society.
Your parents really are the ones that could do the good. They're the ones
but
getting
they're,
the sacrifice.
Yeah, your parents are the catalyst for sure.
Right.
For sure. I'm not gonna slight Thomas and Martha Wayne on this
no.
one. No. No.
But think of how many kids here in Batman's Bay.
Yeah.
They have 100,000 bats just waiting for them to fall into some sort of hole.
Yeah.
And then swirl around them.
I mean, in Australia is 90%
holes?
Holes and pit traps, I
think. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's poisonous plants followed by holes, followed by poisonous plants.
Followed by burning air.
It's like one of those stages in a Mega Man game where it forces you to keep running.
Yeah.
And but imagine if in that Mega Man game, every time you jumped over a pit, you landed in something poisonous. That's Australia.
And also you have none of the powers of Mega Man.
Yeah. And everyone's very attractive.
Yes. Oh, they're all so attractive.
They're rugged.
It's because of how often they cheat death.
Yeah.
I think that really, it helps with the attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Guess what the residents of Batman's Bay are doing to combat...
Setting fire to the whole town. That's what I would
just
do.
Burning
if
it
I
down.
Lived in a town, if I came home from work. Yeah. If I came home from work one day and I was just like driving and I pulled into my driveway and I was like, a lot of fucking bats. Like a lot of holy shit. It's almost entirely bats. I would just go right into reverse.
Uh-huh.
And drive away and just light a match and throw it out the window on the way out.
They actually lined up the entire community in just a parallel line of cars, and they all lit their matches in unison, drove away, and tossed matches behind them.
And so there is no more Bateman's Bay.
now it's just Bateman's Husk is what it is. No, it's actually an even crazier idea.
They all moved to Afflicton, though, which is a problem.
Why would you move to Afflicton?
Don't move straight to Afflicton after that. I mean, asking for more trouble.
It's a larger city,
yeah.
But it feels...
Almost cartoonishly.
It is cartoonishly
like
large.
It looks a little silly in practice how big Afflicton is.
Yeah. But, you know, I think the city has a lot of potential going forward.
Sure. Sure. I think there's going to be a lot of urban renewal in Afflicton over the next few months. The old mayor's out.
If they get a new mayor. Maybe if the old head of state could once again.
I think somebody declared a state of emergency in Afflicton because they saw that it was going to go the way of Bateman's Bay.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants a Bateman's Bay for one or two disasters was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It was that third disaster when everything
was
fell apart.
Too much.
It was too much for Bateman's Bay to handle. So Afflicton saw this, preemptively, I think, got rid of the current mayor.
Very smart.
And brought in a new mayor.
I hope they're going to be okay. I really hope they're going to be
too.
Okay.
I feel like I have a personal vested interest in the success of Afflicton, even though I'm not connected to it at all.
Well, it's part of a larger tapestry of cities.
Yeah, that we all remember from our childhood as being a very influential.
Yeah.
So they all, what did they do?
They are. Because
I would have burned it down and run away screaming.
No, this is
a million small scary dogs.
No, this is amazing.
A million small scary dogs.
They brought in worse animals to kill these animals.
They brought.
No.
No, that was me screaming about bats.
Right? Oh, okay.
You need to pay attention.
I can't follow your very strange system of descriptions.
It's
of
all dog.
Animals. Oh.
I mean, that's the...
That's the only animal you have a reference to?
Yeah, basically any animal that's dangerous is some sort of dog.
Your only point
and
of reference.
And then it's size and what they're doing.
Okay. Well,
small, scary, flying dog!
Some sort of mosquito.
Would you call a mosquito scary?
If it has Zika.
And how would also, I know that? Yes. How would I know that from looking?
I just would assume it. At this point, I'm assuming it. No, here's what they're doing to combat 100,000 giant bats. Giant bats. They are bringing in rock concert tactics. They're spending $3 million to generate deafening noise, pulsating bright lights, and smoke to have the greatest rock concert of all time to drive the bats out.
I mean, this is the most Australian answer to anything.
Is that not the greatest thing you've ever heard?
Because my joke...
Bateman's Bay is going to rock!
My joke answer to what these people were going to do was literally picturing the cavalcade of cars from Mad Max with the double guitar guy in the front. Just
that's
like,
what they're doing!
But that's literally... That was my joke answer.
No, that's
Australia's
real answer.
Real answer.
Yeah.
And that's why Australia is terrifying.
And the best.
Australian is a million human-sized scary dogs.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either anymore.
I think it's Ben Affleck.
It's a billion Afflecks.
So
they think that
they're going to rock
the town
so hard.
They're going to disrupt the sonics and the sonic senses of these bats.
Yeah.
So the bats will have to get away just to be able to think straight.
Yeah.
That's the sickest, bro. That's so sick.
Hey, I'm here to, I got your call and I'm here to set up for the concert.
Now, are you just a rocker or are you an Australian rocker? Because from your voice, I can't tell.
I'm a British rocker.
Okay.
Because I want to rock all night and party all of the day.
Okay. All right. That's an American band that said that. That was
Kiss. Oh, I'm a cover band.
Oh, you're a Kiss cover band.
Yeah.
You're a British.
You made the call, buddy.
I'm sorry. I have made a lot of calls recently. We are basically under a deluge of bat guano, and right. It's hard to think straight.
Well, you've called the right band because we're here to rock these bats right out of here. Introduce you to my mates. Collectively, we're known as Bat Shit Crazy.
Oh, I remember why I called you now.
Yeah.
It was a pun.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I called. It seemed appropriate.
Yeah, our first album,
yeah.
We Guano Rock.
Yeah, that all makes sense. Now I understand why I did it. I'm not thinking incredibly straight because, once again, guano.
I feel like you called the right band.
I hope so.
We play incredibly loud.
Great.
We use a lot of smoke.
Perfect.
And the lights are blindingly, pulsatingly, epileptic-inducing.
Excellent.
Right.
All right, well, if you can get up to the stage...
We're going to start with a ballad, though.
Why would you start with a ballad? Just in this situation,
right.
But just generally, like when people go, like they don't really want to see the ballad live.
Yeah. Well, we just want to start them off right, you know, get them in the right mood. If there's one thing about Batshit Crazy that's true, it's we're lovers first.
Uh-huh.
And then we're rockers second, lovers third. So we love, we rock, and then we love again.
It's like a rock sandwich and the bread is love.
Bread is love.
Bread is love.
Which is our second single.
Okay.
Bread
is
love. Is
that the ballad?
That's actually, ironically, that's the hardest rocking song on the entire fucking album.
Okay, so ballad.
Bread is love!
And bread is love.
Yeah, we shout it.
Okay.
Because bread is love.
Okay, I don't really want to know the subtext because I like to come up with my own meaning. I'm not a big fan of authorial intent.
I feel you.
No,
actually, the ballad is called Poop from Bats.
Well.
Which is kind of on the nose, I know, but it's a ballad.
I mean, this whole thing seems a little on the nose, and I think that's why I did it. Once again, not thinking straight. Go right ahead, guys. Set up.
Uh-huh.
Batman's Bay!
Are you ready to rock, but first love, and then... love again after rocking?
Ladies and gentlemen, some band I called. Do it.
You were really not into that one. I was having a lot of fun with that
one. I was totally into it.
Whoa. Speaking of rocking, Anthony if you're watching the video, everybody, Anthony just got real for a second.
Maybe I was so into it, Jeff, that now I... broke my mic stand, and I myself am ready to rock.
You're like Freddie Mercury used to do that, right? He had like half a mic stand, or is that my thing?
Freddie Mercury used to take two mic stands and spin them around like bow staffs.
Yeah,
and still sing into them perfectly because he's Freddie fucking Mercury.
He's pretty good.
They have not tried this rock and roll.
No, that's the plan.
Solution.
This just happened. This is breaking news, Anthony.
Wow.
But I think this plan is. Just crazy enough, it might work.
I mean...
batshit crazy.
The entire situation is completely surreal and horrible. And so I feel like only a surreal and horrible answer can stop it.
Yeah.
It's a fire with fire situation.
It's a fire with rock.
It's two wrongs making a right.
Yes, it is.
Which has never failed me before.
Can you imagine living under a carpet of batshit constantly?
Yes. There's metaphorically?
Well... yeah, metaphorically, we all can.
Metaphorically, I think I've been there.
There's interviews
also
with ladies.
Also literally, and I do not want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
I mean, I kind of want to talk about it.
You should talk about
it's been, because it's been tough.
the batshit carpets?
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you live in no-po
whatever
app.
The thing
no-po
you said.
App.
Yeah. It's kind of like shag carpeting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's real thick.
Ugh. Oh, God, man.
So bad. There's interviews with ladies that talk about, like, every morning having to clean their car windshield to drive anywhere because it's covered in bat shit.
I picture it, like, living in, like, 16th century Europe, like, in the beginning of those movies about 16th century Europe where everybody's, like, throwing their shit out of the window into the streets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's awful.
It's like that times 100,000.
Yeah. Or, like, that scene in Fargo where William H. Macy is like trying to clean his windshield and he just gets frustrated and throws it. But with shit.
Ugh. Man, anybody in a, I feel, you know what I feel really bad? I feel really bad for the people, now that you mention it, that like don't have garages. What is the state of garages in Australia? Because some countries, you know, they don't care.
Yeah, about garages?
They don't care about garages. Like, they don't have them attached to the house, or they have like, or they don't really use them, or like, you know, here in LA, it's mostly street parking.
It's a tragedy not to care about garages.
It's, I mean, garages really, really.
They need all of our help, everybody. That's why you need to give generously to garages.
No, but if garages are not in widespread use in Batemans Bay, oh my God, every morning?
Yeah, you would wake up and like, they called it a carpet of guano.
And this is only, like, it's a carpet of guano is the best thing you wake up to. The worst thing you wake up to is a fuckload of bats on your car.
Yeah.
And then when you shoo the bats away, hopefully without getting rabies or something, then you deal with the blanket of guano.
Yeah, and the reason that you woke up to that is because your city is blasting noise and shooting strobe lights in the smoke-filled air.
What if bats like it?
Bats are like, finally, we found a town that rocks as hard as we do.
Yeah, the bats are like, holy shit, we were about to leave.
Now that's party
time. We had basically eaten all the bugs in this place, and we were ready to go. And then you would have lived in a beautiful bug-free city.
Not anymore.
But damn,
now
son.
Now we want to party.
Bread really is love, now that I think about it.
Bread is love.
Shit, these guys have a lot to say. God, I would set fire to my house. I would collect the insurance. I would move away. Well, if not setting fire to the entire town and then moving away.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know. How long would you be able to deal with this?
Zero. I would be able to deal with it zero times.
How many days? No, but like, how many days before you were just like, fuck,
I
gotta
try
to.
First morning, I woke up with a carpet of shit anywhere. I don't even care if it's bat shit, any kind of shit that's a carpet.
I would call in sick until the bats were just gone. They're just gone.
Really? You're sick again.
Yeah. I'm sick. Hey, do you know why I'm sick? We're living in unsanitary conditions.
Listen.
Because everything is covered in bat shit.
Everyone's sick. It's Australia. Get to work.
This is actually... that's the variable, right? Is this is how we would react.
Yeah.
In Australia, I feel like they probably let this go on for 127 days.
They thought it would clear up.
They didn't even care if it cleared up. It got to like 130 days and they were like, all right, it's kind of getting on my nerves now. Is this starting to get on your nerves at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a little bit, though?
Like a little bit. I mean, it's fine.
Oh, of course it's fine.
Yeah, but...
Of course it's fine because the flying sharks that are made of fire aren't around anymore.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God we dealt with that by...
The other day I ate a salad made of that plant where if you touch it, you swell up to 8 times your size because it was on special.
It was delicious.
It sounded interesting.
It was delicious. It had fiery aftertaste, but delicious.
So, I mean, it's... Here's why it's an issue. My car's just sliding around on the street more than usual.
More than the slick blood stains that are constantly on all of our streets.
I have learned over time, obviously we all have, it's part of the Australia driver's license test to drive through an obstacle course of blood.
Yeah, you have to turn into it.
Yeah,
turn into the blood.
And I gotta say, I did pretty well on that and parallel parking.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you nailed the parallel parking, huh?
I don't mean to brag.
Even with all the spikes and animals remains that are constantly in all of our parking lanes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
I'm pretty good at driving. It's just I'm not calibrated for this bat shit.
Mm.
It's all new.
It is.
I think they went a good like 4 months before they were like, oh, okay, fine. And the first guy who said we have to take care of this, they all laughed at him.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? Pussy.
Yeah. They were just like, oh, I don't like to be covered in bat shit.
As soon as we hit 6 figures of bats, you lose your mind.
God, what? Harold.
Come on.
Or Gust. There are a lot of Gusses down there, I think.
Are there Gusses?
Yeah. Gusses and Hamishes.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like there's lots of Hughes, but maybe that's just because they're Hugh Jackman.
It's a lot of names that sound like Charles Dickens characters.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. How long would you guys be able to handle this? I would love to know. How many days before you actually went Clive Barker mad?
Yeah.
Like, just completely...
I feel like it would be such ironic sadness for me to like move to Batman's Bay. And then the thing that made me leave is the bats.
All bats, no men.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Yeah. Let us know. You can hashtag those. Bread is love.
Bread is love.
I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, by the way, videos.
Yeah, we're doing them. Do you want to see them?
You can go to our YouTube channel and we're going to put them up like once a week. There's going to be a video.
There's a reason that we got to do video, mm-hmm. Anthony. It's because
of my MacArthur Genius Grant.
Mm.
Nope.
No, you pissed all that money away.
I did.
I'm sorry to say.
I spent it on the study of scary dogs.
And it was all over the place, that paper.
There was so many
species.
Everybody's
covered.
Like, this is a lot of data and none of it seems to point to anything. And I was like, fucking dogs are scary. That's what it points to. No, the reason we were able to do it is because of our patrons.
You
go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You can support the show. You can get things like early episodes and little bonus bits. And it's really the only way we keep the show going financially is through the donations of people who listen. So thank you to everybody who made this happen. Our next goal is animation.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting.
Yes.
A few $1,000 away from that. So if you want to help us make regular animated segments from some of our best bits, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and find out how to do that. We'll also probably buy me a new mic stand.